Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I don't know what happened. I got disconnected.
Absolutely.
So if he's been publishing, so the so is if he's been publishing, is gonna be like what kind of like a book or story is gonna be?
Can you please repeat that?
Okay, what book or store is going to be like
Barnes and Noble, Chapters Indigo are two of our biggest bookstores in which we ensure your books are available.
Oh, okay.
If I may ask, how many pages have you written for your book so far?
How many pages right now?
Yeah.
I got 270, exactly 270 270 pages right now,
That's more than
but
50% of your 400-page book. Why aren't you planning to start already with the publishing process? It's not like when you complete your book, we'll suddenly, bring it to the finalization. It takes around, a couple of months to ensure the working. So while you're working towards the end of your book, let us deal with the beginning, and so that we can finalize it and make it better. There's book cover that's involved. We need to create author accounts and different accounts. That whole process takes a couple of months. So best time to, start working with about on your book was yesterday. The second best time is today.
So you say I have to stop?
You have to
That's what
start
you say?
right now so that any publishing company that you're working with has time to understand your book, see what your goals are, lay out a plan, and work on the pre-sales. So you don't have to publish your book after it's done. You need to focus on the pre-sales first, or else there's no point of publishing a book. So if you're already at 270 pages, now is the time to start marketing your book. Now is the time to start working on your book cover, and now is the time to, send the first few pages of your book to bookstores and start getting it accepted over there. Pre-sales is like a 3 months thing that we can do before you can complete your book and start generating revenue even before it's out there. You don't have to start working about on your book once it's complete.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I thought I have to finish it first and then I can
No,
be
no, no.
marketing.
That's something that's a rookie mistake. A lot of first-time authors do it, and then that's the reason most of the first-time authors that are working on their own, they lose big time on their first stories. Any big author that you can remember, any story that you've seen them published, when they initially start writing the book, that's the first time that the book cover or even the title is out there. I was working with a different marketing company for, there's a book by a famous author, Rebecca Yarros. So when her first book got launched, 11 months before the sequel had to come, the book cover was already out. For 11 months, we did marketing even before the book second sequel was out there. 11 months, Nazir.
Okay, I never thought about this point,
Yeah, because
but
you're a writer. We're publishers and marketers. It's our job to think about this.
yeah, and
Now tell me, what kind of budget that you have to market and publish this book? Let's talk about that.
this is the first book for me, so I don't know really.
But you must have
I
thought
thought
about
I
a
have
budget
to.
that you're willing to invest on this, right?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I was like, you must have thought about like a budget that you're willing to invest on your book, right?
No, I just really want to finish my book. Then I didn't thought about the budget. The budget
What's your range?
is
Like,
not my
obviously, see,
friend.
taking you from point A to point B is definitely on us, but we need to understand what point A is first. So let's say if we're talking about, middle range, like anywhere between $1,000 or $2,000 or something like more, you would want to take this globally. You want to make sure that all the GCC countries in the Arabic world are looking at the publishing. We're talking about, $3,000, $4,000 that we're talking about just, getting it published out there and not really spending a lot of money. So maybe anywhere between $1,000 or less, So what kind of range do you fall under?
Yeah, around this I thought maybe it's around 1,000, 1,500, something like this.
See, that's a good budget to start off with. We can, like, make your book cover, publish it on Amazon and, you know, Barnes & Noble, make sure it's available in bookstores, and start the pre-sales of your book. It takes a while to, you know, get the nail the cover right. So while you're completing your book, we can start working on the book cover. Nothing too fancy, nothing too forward, nothing too fast. There's no deadline. This is not a time-bound process. Just let's start working on your book cover.
So you have to choose a book cover for me, or I have to choose a book cover for
you? We have artists that will closely work with you. This is going to be a collaborative effort, Nazir. So you and our, like my team, will be working together to produce the final product. You will get on a call with a designer. You will describe what you want. We'll send you a form. You'll fill it up. You'll send it back to us. We'll send you a few samples, and we'll keep working with you until you're 100% satisfied with the book cover.
Yeah, I have some picture. I like it to be as a cover. Maybe we can share with the artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And okay. Well,
see, you don't even.
I'm sorry. Is it going to be worldwide?
Yes, absolutely.
The U.S.
No, worldwide, and we'll focus on the GCC countries because it's Arabic. So
actually,
you don't have to pay the full. Like, go ahead.
Yeah. There is some book I'm translated, and there is some book, and I'm just working on it. So the book I'm translated is the author is maybe dead. He's about 100 years ago. So
okay.
I'm translating his book to the Arabic. That's what I'm doing.
That's a great thing to do.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay, that's good to me.
Let's just book a slot right now so that, you know, you have a slot. In the future, you might not have, might not be onboarding more clients because the next 3 months are really going to be crazy for the season. Most number of sales that we get even for pre-sales in the next 3 months. So let's sign you up right now. Let's start working on the initial, you know, book covers. You don't have to pay all 1,500 at once. You can just book up. By paying us just $500, $700, and then we can, you know, just bring you on board. Start working with you closely. You can have a team to work with you. See, writing is a lonely journey. Developing a book that gets overwhelming. So many things to do: the formatting, the layout, typesetting. So having a team that's backing you up gives you a sense of relief that you're not doing it alone.
Okay. Just email me, like sign up, and I will see what I'm doing, and then we can go from there.
Could you please repeat that?
And. What are your location in New York?
We have an office in New York, an office in California, one in Delaware, and the last one is in St. Albans, it's in the UK.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where are you from? New York?
Oh, I am from, I am from Texas. I live in Texas.
No, that's fine. People there are nice. No taxes?
Yeah, thanks. No taxes.
So what's your biggest concern here, Nazir? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I'm sorry, what is it? What is that?
What's your biggest problem when it comes to your book?
What is the biggest problem when it comes to my book? I don't want to fall from the first book, so I want to be successful from first book. So that's what I'm trying to be very, very careful with the first one, and then we're going to start the second one. There is a lot of bookings going to come, and there is so many ideas in my mind.
Oh, don't worry about it. The ideas will be taken care of. So, Nazir, I'll tell you something. Every year, our company goes to one of the world's biggest book fairs in Sharjah, and I can tell you, we can take you there, we can take your book there, and we can ensure that, you know, biggest publishing companies in the GCC countries are looking at your book and, you know, just giving you an opportunity to work with them.
Okay. Yeah. And then, so what's the lowest cost to...
Enroll? It's $500.
Yeah. Oh, $500. So it doesn't matter how many pages is it?
See, the minimum amount for publishing a book is definitely, you know, anywhere between $500 to $1,000. To start your work, we can just take you $500 and start the work. And, you know, worldwide publication is usually like for $1,000. But the minimum amount that we can take for somebody to start the work is like $500.
Okay. And so if the book has been published, so is the all is going to be the right copy, of course, right? The right, the has to be right. And so you just have to pay this money, and whatever sale on the book is going to come to me, or is going to go to the publisher?
Everything that you make off of your books is your money. We're just a services providing publishing company. We're providing you the service and ensuring your book gets out there. We're not going to keep any money that you make. The money will be deposited directly into your bank account.
Oh, okay.
See, we're professionals. We're not going to do any dirty business here.
Yeah. I know about your company. I really read a lot about your company. It's been a long, long time history, so I know you are very professional.
Absolutely.
And, how many copies are you going to make for first time?
See, we usually work on print-on-demand basis, and then the amount of supply that we get, like the quantity of demand that we get from bookstores. So we do print like 500 to 1,000 books and distribute them amongst bookstores, but it really depends on multiple factors, because once we get your book, we'll read it through, we'll understand how it is, we'll put it up a professional, we'll make a marketing study. You know, there's a whole process that we take it through.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of process on it.
Yeah. We don't really charge you a lot, honestly speaking. Like, anywhere between $500 to $1,500 is something that's
really
reasonable.
Very, very fair. I know, it's very fair price. Really, very fair.
Yeah, very fair, man. Very fair price. And see, the thing is, we're not really onboarding. The reason I'm asking you to book the slot again and again, we won't be onboarding any new clients for the next 3-4 months. Because, you know, last year of the quarter is coming up, we'll be working on the existing people that we have on board. Today is honestly last day of the month that we're onboarding clients. So if you can book a slot right now, you can start working with us even a month later on, but then we won't really be onboarding anyone. So we're trying to maximize the number of people that enroll with us, and then we can start working with them. And, you know, just working with them closely, making campaigns, taking their book through different systems, just ensuring they get the quality that they deserve. And we can't keep bringing onboarding clients and then also, you know, working with them closely. It's not really possible. So today we were working on extra day on Saturday, and that's why we picked up your call. So we're just, today is the last day of onboard, you know, enrollment, and then we won't be taking any more clients. So for you, I think today is the lucky day that you called, and, you know, somebody was there to pick up. Usually we don't even talk to people on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate your time and appreciate your information you give it to me. But let me ask you, like a book as 400 pages,
mm-hmm.
for example, so do I have a great price on it, or are you going to...
You. We will suggest you the pricing, but you are the final decision maker in everything that we do.
Okay.
You make the final decisions. We just tell you the directions. If you want to follow the direction, that's great. If you don't, that's up to you. But we will give you advice. It's up to you if you follow them or not. But we will ensure your book is out there on all the major platforms.
Okay, that's great. I don't have any information. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I see. Nazir, let me tell you something. People don't need, you know, time to make a decision. They need information. And considering that you already know us, you've seen us, we're a professional company, you know, I would really advise you one more time to just enroll and book your slot by paying, you know, $500 today so that a project manager gives you a call on Monday and we can just closely work with you. You don't have to finish your book alone. Just have somebody. Discuss it with them, you know. You don't want to do all the work again. Having a team has never hurt. You know, even Shakespeare had editors. So it doesn't really hurt you to have a team behind your back to look at what you're doing.
That's a good point. Shakespeare has the editors.
Yeah, even Shakespeare had editors, right?
Let me tell you something what I'm doing.
Sure, tell me.
There is a lot of article,
mm-hmm.
almost like 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Some of them 70, 80, whatever, but it's really, really a lot of philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of very good, very good, good actor.
Okay.
Very good author. So what I'm doing, some of them I've translated to Arabic, and
okay.
some of them I just collect them from different magazines, like an old magazine. It's been where the article is. Like some article in Germany, some article in the French, some article in the French. So I'm collecting them from different places. And I put them all together in one book. This is what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing for translated and some of them I'm doing. Because what I'm seeing it's been almost like 100 years ago. Is a really nice article. He's already gone. Nobody know about this article anymore, or no one read it anymore, or nobody can find it anymore. So that's why I'm doing. I'm collecting from different and put them in one book, and wanna publish it.
Nazir, let me tell you something. You're doing world a favor. Collecting all these articles, bringing them into one file, doing all the hard work behind it, you're doing world a favor. You know, it takes around 20, 30 years for somebody to compile a book and most of their life's experiences defined or, you know, it reflects in that one book. And eventually doing this is you doing the whole world a favor. Eventually you can translate it into different languages and even sell it through that. You don't have to stick to Arabic. But obviously that's a good way to begin with.
Yeah, I don't have to stick with the Arabic. Yeah, I understand that. Some of them is going to be in English. Some of them is going to be in the French. Some of them is going to be in Germany. The same language, it is. But is for example, for this author, he has a different article in different magazines because, you know, if you know, a lot of magazines, because this guy is a psychic, everybody need some work from him, and or any article, a lot of magazines. So I'm bring all together in one thing, something like that. Okay, this is my job, or what I'm trying to do. I don't know if this is, even there is a no copyright for this article in all. It's already had like 100 or 50 or 70 years ago.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, Nazir. Our legal team will take care of the process and ensure that all of the legalities are clear. We're not just, you know, going to keep you high and dry. We'll ensure that everything that is involved is legal, clean, dandy. Anything that you're bringing input on has your ownership. So, yeah. And honestly, Nazir, I'll advise you to, you know, save up all of this and remember all of this for the next time when you get a call from the project management team on Monday, because
okay.
I would love you to explain all of this to them in person so that they get, that close relationship building with you and your project that we can take forward. Do you think
okay.
you can take like 30 to 60 minutes a week for this project every week? 30 to 60 minutes a week. Do you think you can do that?
Okay. Can you repeat this? I don't understand.
Our project management team will assign you a dedicated account manager that would be closely working with you and your project throughout the term of the project. And once you are on board, we will ensure that anything, all the legalities that are concerned with your book, any copyrights, any ownership, everything belongs to you. And then you and the person that's assigned to you will create like a close relationship based on the information they just gave me. You'll just describe everything to that person again.
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay. So let's go ahead with a down deposit of 500, lock this deal in, and then you're going to have a conversation with one of our project managers on Monday. Okay?
Just forgive me. I really appreciate for your information, your time. And, I just need a little bit more time. To calling you again, and I'm gonna say if you have a personal or I can, or I have to call like 888 number, I can call you again, but I cannot start it right now.
Why is that? Two. You need a team behind you to work with you, and today is on probably the last day we're bringing more clients on board. So the next 3 months we're just working with the clients that we were, you know, bringing on board right now. So why do you want to do this alone, Nazir? Like, is this a money problem? Like, if you don't have $500 to start, you can let me know that. But if this is not a money problem, then I don't see where the decision is so complicated. Sometimes you have to take a leap of faith, Nazir.
Okay, yeah, just give me a week. And,
a week? I don't think we'll be able to work with you in a week.
I need some time, really. I need some time.
People usually don't need time to make a decision, Nazir. They need information. Is there any information you think you don't have?
My decision is okay. I have to publish, and I have to publish. My decision is okay. I really like your publishing. It's long time ago, and I read your book, your publishing, when I was a kid. That's why I'm calling today. Anyway, but so I need time to be really ready and be. Feel comfortable to be ready and to go ahead.
Oh, Nazir, the amount of people that I talk to every day that have been sitting on their stories for 20 years or more, trust me, get a piece of advice from them. You would never be 100% ready. Sometimes you just go ahead and figure things out on the go. What's there to lose? What's the downside? Tell me, what's the downside? What's the worst thing that can happen? From where I'm looking at, there's only upside and no downsides. What's the worst thing that can happen if you sign up today? What's the worst thing that can happen? Tell me. The worst thing is that you get a great team of individuals to help you complete the book and work with you in developing pre-sales while you're working on the book. It doesn't sound like a bad deal to me, Nazir.
I don't know what to say. I'm not ready really to answer your question right now.
See, you don't have an answer for that question. You don't know what's the worst thing that can happen because there isn't any. You get to work with a prestigious company. You get to work with individuals to complete a book, you to get a team, and for something that's as low as $500, you just to enroll, you won't be able to get this pricing again. You'd have to minimum in a week if you onboard, right? As I said, we're, you know, closing our deals and, you know, closing the amount of people they're working with. You would have to pay at least $2,000 or $2,500 for the same thing. Why do you want to pay more for the same thing when you can enroll and just lock in your spot for a small amount of time?
So you are in the special right now at this moment?
Absolutely. I told you. We're not going to work with any more clients. And today's the last day that we're enrolling. So we'll probably jack up our pricing 5-10 times because we don't want to work with people after this week. And
so
today is
okay,
the end of the week.
So how about if, let's say I pay today $500.
Uh-huh.
How about if I say, like, 6 or 7 months when my book is being issued? So are you going to keep my $500 saving in your company till my book is issued? What is it?
See, very good question. This is not a time-bound process. So if you pay us $500 today, even if it takes you one whole year to complete the book, we're still standing with you to, in order to, you know, just stay with you. We're not going to tell you that the money is no good. We're still going to make the book cover. We're still going to get the book out there. But today, you just lock in your spot. You lock in a team to work with you. And that's pretty much it. And you don't lose on the special that we have going on. Hey, Nazir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Nazir, I'm going to ask you something and tell me, give me an answer, okay? Let's say if I ask you to roll 2 dice, and every time 6 comes, you get $1 million. But every time anything else comes, you don't get anything. What would you do?
Yeah, I think $1 million.
You will roll the dice as many times as you can, correct?
Yeah.
This is your time to roll the dice, my friend. Roll them.
What's your name?
What's my name?
What's your name, sir?
Max Wilson.
Max Wilson. Okay. Okay, Max.
Do it, don't you? You're just stopping yourself from doing it.
I'm sorry?
I think you want to do this, but for some reason you're giving yourself ideas to not do this. Is it part of you that want to just give me your details and sign up right now?
Let's talk next week, okay?
You'll have to pay at least $2,500 for the same thing.
$2,500?
At least, because we will, and that's also on the chance that if we're bringing more people on board. So there's a high chance that we might not even work with you. But even if we do, it will be at least 5 times higher to just lock in your spot.
Can anybody
sign me
forward?
So why there is a lot of publishing? They are, you can publish them for like a KDB in Amazon.
And make sure that your book is available on, you know, in Barnes & Noble and Chapters Indigo. We're the only book publishing company that can make that happen.
Okay. So when is another opportunity going to be open again?
No idea, man. No idea. 3 months, 6 months. We work on, I'll tell you how do we work. We start bringing writers on board, and then we stop here in September. And then we start marketing, you know, fulfilling the orders, doing them work. And once we have enough space, then we start onboarding clients again. 3 months, 6 months. I just can't understand what's stopping you from going on right now.
San Antonio is a need a lot of work, and I have to be finished.
And that's why I'm telling you, if your manuscript was complete, I probably would not ask you that much. Because your book is not complete right now, that's why I want you to start working with professionals who have done this 1,000 times, who are doing this for a living. Why do you want to do this on your own? Why do you want to figure this out on your own? Why do you, it will definitely take you more time if you do it on your own. For me, time is the currency here. Money is not. Do you think $500 is like a lot of money for our company? Our intern makes $4,000. So $500 is probably, you know, it's not that a lot, it's not a lot of money for a company. But the point is, if you do this on your own, it's going to take you a lot of tough time. And then that's the problem that a company wouldn't like to have. But if you do it with a team of professionals behind your back, you're definitely going to nail it right in the first time. And then we don't have to do a lot of things again. We don't have to, you know, go through the delays that they're there. Time is of the essence, Nazir, time.
Yeah, I know really 500 is nothing special for your company. I don't know how long, 80 years and before? Maybe more, I'm not sure. I know 500 is nothing. But
okay. Don't you want to talk to a company like this every other week? Just give us a call, talk to us, discuss your problems, send us your work so that we start and finish it together without even taking the credit?
Well, okay, let me ask you. The 500 is the minimum, so how much more are you going to take?
See, if you don't, 500 would ensure your book gets out there. But obviously, if you want us to, you know, take you to a book fair or maybe just, you know, do other services for you, like make your social media, work with you on your marketing, obviously. And it's not like we're going to tell you, Nazir, you have to pay us $5,000 more. No, man, you'll talk to us. You will start working on your book. We'll see how it's going. We'll discuss the scope of work. We'll see what we can do together. I told you. See, you told me you have a budget between 500 to 1,000 to 1,500, right? So that's what we'll discuss on how to spend the remaining $1,000 and when. It's not compulsory for you to give us the remaining money or like even the any amount. It's just on the table. We'll discuss. We'll bring in a few ideas. If you like them, you say yay. If you don't, you say nay. This money ensures that even for a year from now, there would be a team of professionals talking to you, guiding you, and ensuring you that your first book launch, best ever.
Okay, Max. Yeah, I just need the time. So.
What for? What? I just can't understand why. I don't mind you having time, but you haven't really told me any reason to, you know, get the time. All the time, all the reasons they're giving me are better fulfilled while you're working with our team. So why do you want to do this alone? Why not with a team of professionals? That's my question here.
I don't know. I don't think they know what I need. So
That's what we're trying to figure out. See, we are giving you a guarantee that we'll get your book published, okay? That's a guarantee that we're giving you right now. Now, we'll do everything that's in our power to figure it out together, edit it together, finalize the book, format it, bring it to the final file, make the book cover, make corporate partnerships, make partnerships with the bookstores, ensure a global launch, you know, take you to the book fest. Everything is on the table. But we're guaranteeing, you know, giving you a guarantee that your book is going to be published. And we will publish you. And even if you don't pay us anything more, we will ensure your book is published.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready then.
You ready? Let's go ahead.
Okay. Well, what do you need from me?
Which card would you be using, a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or an Amex?
MasterCard.
Go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready. Could you please repeat that?
5275.
Mm-hmm.
1500.
Mm-hmm.
4286.
Mm-hmm.
5253.
Expiration?
0328.
CVC?
155.
Can you spell out your last name one more time?
Last name is E-L-M-E.
M as in Mary, right?
N as Nancy.
Okay.
N. Oh, yeah, E-L-M-E, the four letter, E-L-M-E.
And M as in Mary or N as in Nancy?
M, the third letter is M, E-L-M.
Mary?
Mary, yes. Then E-N, N as Nancy, S-H. E-D-A-W-I is a long last name.
It is.
You can repeat it if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. So, E-L-N-E, and as in Nancy.
No, hold on. E-L... Okay, Edward, Larry, Mary, Edward, Nancy, Sam, Hector, Edward, David, Apple, Wisconsin, India.
How do you pronounce it?
Al-Munshidawi.
That's a nice name. Do you belong to, like, a warrior breed?
Warrior breed.
And this is the exact name that's on your credit card, correct?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Now, go ahead and tell me your billing address.
Just give you a zip code. I don't need a billing address. That's okay.
Like, billing address would be street, house, then state, city, and zip code.
I have a P.O. box. I use the P.O. box.
P.O. box. Give me a P.O. box number. That's linked with your credit card for billing, right?
Yes.
Perfect. P.O. box?
Just hold on because...
1-1?
No, not 1-1.
Hello, Azir, are we connected?
Yeah, well, because I have so many pictures, I don't know where it is. People, they just need a zip code.
Go ahead and we can try it with just the zip code.
75374.
By any chance, we have, you don't have the complete address? It's, the state is Texas, right? What's the city's name?
Yeah, Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. Perfect. I have your first name, I have your last name, email address, your phone number, your credit card details, and your zip code, city, and state. Stay on the line with me and let me. By any chance, you don't, like, do you remember the P.O. box number of your billing address?
That's why I don't remember.
Eleven? P.O. box number 11?
No, I'm not saying 11, no.
You're trying to find the P.O. box number.
Yeah, I had it in my picture, but there's so many pictures.
Take your time. There's no rush, man. Take your time.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's all good. It didn't work with the just a zip code?
We haven't really tried your details yet. We're waiting for the complete PO box number.
Oh, okay. Okay. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
PO box is 741867.
So PO box 741867. That's all I have to write. PO box 741867, Texas, Dallas.
Yeah, 741867.
Yep.
He's in Dallas, Texas. You got the zip code.
Yes, 75375.
No, four. Last number four.
75374. Congratulations, Nazir. Welcome on board. We're finally a team now.
Okay, that sounds good.
Congratulations, man. And I'll tell you how things will work. So right now, we're like taking off in 30 minutes. So on Monday, you'll get a call from our team that will give you a welcome call, right? Probably Steve or Josh or somebody else from the project management team will give you a call. And they will welcome you on board, sign you up on a portal that we have. So we have a really, high advanced portal in which we make sure we exchange files through that portal. And then everything stays over there. We will assign, based on your first call with the project manager, we will assign you one specialist that will be, you know, really an expert in your thing, what you're trying to do. And then, you know, you and that person will be together moving ahead for the next 6 months or a year, or even no matter how much time it takes us to complete the book, then make the book cover, and take things forward.
So, okay, let me ask you, right now the 500, what's based for?
There to ensure that your book gets published, your book is book, we make your book cover, and we format and typeset your book. The invoice that you will get would say Arabic book, publishing, formatting, and editing, typesetting. That's what the invoice would say.
Okay. So can you send me, you got my email, can you send me the invoice for that?
Absolutely. Invoice is compulsory with every sign-up that we do. So you are getting an invoice right away with your first name and last name and everything. Stay on the line with me while I do it so that I ensure you get it. This is the invoice. Here you go. Perfect, Nazir, 23rd, Penguin Book Writers, the invoice number. Yup, everything is here, paid, not paid, used nothing, Arabic book. So let me just repeat what you're getting at 500. Will you do typesetting for your book?
Okay.
We will format the book. We will make a cover design. And we will publish your book. Okay?
Okay, let me ask you, this is only for one book, right?
Yes,
if
this is...
I need to make another book, it has to be another 500 bucks, right?
Absolutely. If you want to enroll with another book, this is going to be another 500. For this book that we're doing, the Arabic one, it's for 500. Let me just, you know, quickly open up my email and send you the invoice. Three... It would say Max Wilson from.
Yes, please. Can you write your name? And
yes, absolutely. I will write my contact number and my name in the email so that you can always reach out to me directly. Your email address. Let me pull that up. I'm repeating your email address. It was your first name, the digits 38@me.com, correct?
That's correct, yes. But you say it's okay if my book, when it's going to be finished, take a year or something.
Even if it takes you 1 year to complete your book, or even 2 years to complete your book, you'll still find us here and to help you out to get you published this book. Time is not the problem here now.
Oh, time not the problem, obviously.
Okay, so the email would say, please find the invoice attached for standard publishing package. Regards, Max Wilson. That's my contact number, 315-679-2346. Let me see if that's my number. Oh, no, it's 4306. Let me just make sure that's over there. Perfect. Nazir, with my contact number and the invoice attached, I've sent you an email. You should be receiving it in the next 2 to 3 minutes. It has my direct line. Whenever you call me, you will, you know, my phone will ring. I'll pick it up. And, yep, it's going to be a sweet journey ahead.
Okay. Appreciate your time.
No, no problem at all, Nazir. I'm always here to help you. Even if in the future you need any kind of help or assistance, you have my contact number. You just need to give me a call.
Sounds great. Thank you.
No problem. Have a great rest of your day, Nazir. Bye-bye.